they said that close to film, the oneness of Allah. Mm-hmm. Like, that's how you call people. Mm-hmm. And that's the thing that I, you know, because I've been trying all these things without the people. Mm-hmm. So I found that, and it was like, oh, okay, you know, I guess that was my answer.
You see what happened? You're beating yourself.
No.
Okay, the oneness of Allah is a word. But how we do it? You see, everybody knows it. Call people to the oneness of Allah. Okay. What is the format of the oneness of Allah? Unless you know what Allah said in the Quran, and you have a base, how you do it? And this requires wisdom. And the wisdom coming from Allah, according to your piety, according to your slavery to Allah, according to your own oneness to Allah, and according to the amount of knowledge Allah give you and comprehending. You see? The more you humble yourself, the more Allah open for you. And now you have wisdom. Wisdom doesn't come with intellect. Wisdom doesn't come with super duper, you know, thinking. No. Wisdom coming with humble yourself to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Basic. For example, at this moment in my life, this moment, do I know for a fact what I'm going to say? Me. Do I know exactly what I'm going to say? No. Do you know what you're going to receive? Do you know what is good for you and what is not good for you? Do you know? No. Nobody can know. By this way, how you think what is good for you or does not. And this why, one scholar, he do me a big favor in my life. He tell me when you sit and talk to anybody, before you sit, make dua. Make dua, what is a dua? Said, oh Allah, make me say what benefit me and what benefit you. And oh Allah, open their heart to benefit of what I'm saying. And oh Allah, put wisdom and blessing in what I'm saying. And make it purely to you, Ya Allah. And inside your heart, ask Allah to inspire you. Ask Allah to put wisdom in what you're saying. If you do not do that, shaitan take over. And you think you seek knowledge, but you are a bunch of shayateen. Arrogant. Even if you gain knowledge. Because, for example, we as a human being, we so complicated people. Because we have soul. And this soul has a lot of element affected. By this way, how I know today how I may feel? Which area in my heart is open? What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala written in His own kingdom? Which knowledge it will be receiving? How I know? You might not receive nothing today. You understand me? You might not receive nothing new. But you're patient and humble for sabilillah, Allah will give you. Umm Habib, I will ask an honest opinion. Very honest. Extremely honest, inshaAllah. You come, you leave. When you're leaving, driving back, did you ever think about what you gained today? Yes? Okay, last week, for example, you left early. Okay? You have something to do. But when you was driving, what you gain, Umm Habib? Okay. What happened is, only if you are in a state of coming for sabilillah and leaving for sabilillah. Forgive me, Umm Habib. You might come and you have some intention, but in the meantime, you might have another activity. And you hurry to go. And all of a sudden, you're thinking so deeply about your activity. Wonder what happened. Even if you sit here, you cannot grab too much. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He wants you to number one, value the steps for sabilillah. Like one scholar, he told me, the steps is more value than anything. Number one, the steps. You just coming for sabilillah is already unbelievable accomplished and tawfiq from Allah. Second, sitting. Just to be sitting and waiting for Allah to give you. Listen to me carefully. Sitting and waiting for Allah to give you. Not Brother Ahmed. Don't ever sit with the intention the speaker will give you. Wallahi, wallahi, wallahi. You can be sitting in a gathering, the speaker talking with a foreign language. And you sit and said, Allah, give me. And Allah will inspire you with certain understanding. It's not the person. It's not what he's saying. It's the readiness and the eager and the want and the zeal of your heart is more important than any knowledge. And when you leave, you said, oh Allah, let me live the message I heard. Oh Allah, give me a useful knowledge. This is why Rasulullah SAW used to ask, oh Allah, Allahumma rizukni ilman nafi'a. Useful knowledge, not knowledge. Useful knowledge. A knowledge can benefit me in this life and hereafter. This is the knowledge you get. The knowledge, it changes you. The knowledge, it benefits you. The knowledge make you closer to Allah. And the knowledge, Allah put barakah in you and make you spread it. This is a useful knowledge. So when you die, your knowledge will never die. Do you understand or no? This is the one. Do you know which knowledge? Huh? Do you know which one? You do not know. Now, last week we talked about an issue. I will recap the issue for the importance of Ummu Habib and Jasaniya. And the recap of all of us. Why? To fresh. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, one of the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he talk about knowledge, he used to talk slowly. Number one, talk slowly. He used to repeat himself three times. And he do not load the people with too many issues in one together. You see the three? Why? Because when you look at a human being, if I give you too many issues, by the time you leave, you forget. You might have one, and the rest is gone. The rest in the tape, in the book, in the notebook, but not in your heart. Unless you are one of the few, Allah give them a super-duper soul and memory and awareness when you can pick like that. And this has nothing to do with IQ. It has nothing to do with memory. It has to do with the readiness of the heart. Because I meet people have unbelievable super-duper memory. They memorize. They will remember exactly what you say, but they will never live it. What's the value of knowledge you do not live it? It will be against you. And living the message by itself is not overnight. It takes time. It takes time and struggle inside. Like one scholar, he said something so beautiful. All of you know how to cook? Yes or no? Yes. Hopefully yes. Especially the young one. Now you put meat or you put chicken or you put vegetables. And you add the spicy. Or the salt. Some meat absorbs the salt right away. Some meat absorbs it later on. Some meat absorbs the spices right away. Some meat it needs to be marinated overnight. You see? By this way, for the spicy and the salt to enter the meat, not all of a sudden. He said, similar of the knowledge. Doesn't mean you heard it, meaning you have it. Doesn't mean you heard it, you're able to live it. This is a journey by itself. And don't let shaitan fight you and tell you, excuse me, I cannot live it. Don't do that. Believe me, you can listen to knowledge and you start living it after 20 years. After 15 years, after 10 years, after 30, you do not know. You do not know when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can put blessing in it and accept it. Similar, he said, also like a tree. You're growing a tree, you're growing a tree, you're growing a tree. Ummu Habib is very good in mashallah. But she used to give me cucumber and pepper and eggplant. She grew it so good. and pickles and all this. Now, do you know, Ummah Habib, when you grow a plant, when you're going to receive the crops? Do you know exactly?
Not exactly, no.
Exactly. You can know assuming from your experience. And even sometimes you wake up with the intention, today I should have this two. You have three. And sometimes you wake up with the intention, I have five. You have nothing. Or is there a gun, or is a rabbit eat it? You see? By this way, it's big difference between what you have and then Wallah, Allah provide for you. You understand or no? Similar to the knowledge. Knowledge like food, but higher. The highest food Allah can give it to any human being, the knowledge of Allah. And the highest of the highest to allow you benefit from it. And the highest of the highest to Allah make you live it. And the highest of the highest of the highest is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala leave a legacy of this knowledge after you die. By this way, you will be in a grave and your knowledge like a going on and on and on. This is the highest. You get it or no? By this way, take it from me. If you heard a topic and the topic repeated, don't be ever arrogant. Don't be arrogant. Humble yourself. Like one scholar, he said, one time I was sitting and I'm leaving. He said, why are you leaving? He said, I heard it before. I know what you're going to say. He said, do you have it? It hit me. He said, do you have it? Do you live in it? I said, no. He said, sit down. He said, even do you know, maybe you sit down to repeat it because Allah knows you do not get it yet. Don't ever go away from a gathering like that. You never know which word it has a blessing from you, for you. And this is the work of shaitan. Shaitan always tells you, you know something, he's repeating himself. Go. What is the big deal? You see? Please do yourself a favor. Humble yourself, Allah will open for you. Okay, inshallah? By this way, right now, O Allah, please, Ya Allah, shower us with your mercy. And give us, Ya Allah, wisdom from your wisdom. Light from your light. Knowledge from your knowledge. Useful knowledge, Ya Allah. To make us closer to you. To make us love you, Ya Allah. And to make you love us, Ya Allah. To make us pleasing you, Ya Allah. To elevate Islam and Muslim, Ya Allah, with it, Ya Allah. And O Allah, open for us. And who's coming in this room? O Allah, make this room and this meeting so blessing in your eye, Ya Allah. And feed Ya us, Allah, with the knowledge from your knowledge, Ya Allah. O Allah, we do not know, you know. O Allah, we have nothing, we are poor to you. You feed us, Ya Allah. And O Allah, we make salah ala nabi. Make salah ala nabi. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad, kama salat ala Ibrahim. Wa ala ali Ibrahim, mubarak ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad. Kama barakta ala Ibrahim fil alameen, innaka hamid majid. And O Allah, we make salah ala nabi. And your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, whoever makes salah ala nabi and asking Allah, Allah will accept. And O Allah, your Rasul, your Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, O whoever said, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, Ya Arhamur Rahimeen, and ask you anything, he accept. O Allah, O Allah, guide us, Ya Allah. And make us guider to other, Ya Allah. And good blessing for us, Ya Allah. For our progeny, for our kids, for our family, for our wife, for our brother and sister in Islam, for everybody who's supporting us in our mission, Ya Allah, and for all the Muslim, insha'Allah. Unite us to you, Ya Allah. Return us to you, Ya Allah, with your blessing, Ya Allah. And make us for you, Ya Allah. And make us die with your pleasure, Ya Allah. To see your beautiful face, Ya Allah, with your pleasure, Ya Allah. O Allah, accept us, Ya Allah. We are poor, we are weak, we are sinners. And you are the only one, Ya Allah. Please, Ya Allah, don't reject us. O Allah, please accept us, Ya Allah. We need you, Ya Allah. Without you, we cannot do nothing, Ya Allah. You're the only doer. You're the only giver. You're the only knower. You're the only owner of everything, Ya Allah. Give us the quality and ability, Ya Allah. Give us the blessing in what we say and what we do, Ya Allah. Give us light and wisdom of what we say and we do, Ya Allah. Give us acceptance of what we do and we say, Ya Allah. And forgive our shortcoming and our sins, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Kareem, Ya Akram al-Akrameen. Make dua for this man who's coming. make dua for him, because we do not know. Umm Habib, she grows some plant, cucumber, tomato, this and that. Umm Habib, when you go to the garden and find the tomato and cucumber, how you feel?
Blessing.
Huh?
Blessing.
Blessing. Happy or no? Very happy. The more the crops look good, how you feel? You feel succeed, right? Now today, what about if we said, Allah, make this man a Muslim, Ya Allah. Accept him, Ya Allah, for you. And make us the cause of making one person make sajda to you, Ya Allah. Make us, Ya Allah, the guider for you, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, don't take us from this dunya without leaving a trees to worship you, Ya Allah. A trees to say Allahu Akbar. A trees to make sajda to you. A trees to make dua for you. A trees to spread the da'wah for you, Ya Allah. Say Ameen, Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Ameen, Ya Rabbil Alameen. Now, Allahumma salli ala Muhammad. Last week, Ummu Habib start like that. This guy, his name is Sam. He asked me a question. Repeat the question loud and clear.
When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told the angels that I'm going to create Adam, I'm going to make him my Khalifa in the earth. How do the angels know that Allah, that we as Bani Adam or Adam will make mischief in the earth and will shed blood?
Do you get it? What do you think, Mahdi? Okay, do you know Jasania? Okay, go ahead.
It was because the jinn were here before us and that's what they did.
Okay. Do you hear what Shazania said? Because according to her, is the jinn was before us inhabited the earth. And they did mischief and shed blood. And when Allah created Adam, they ask him, you will do the same? Not as a challenge, just a question. By his way, Samir, he said, when Allah in the processor of creating Adam, and the angel asked him this question, how do you know? It didn't happen yet. And actually, if you look to the sequence, Adam supposed to be, after he been created, go to Jannah. And Allah tell him, go to Jannah for infinity. How the angel at this moment asking a question like that? Who tell them? Where does he get it from? Did you ever think about that? Umm Habib. New for you? But what do you think? Is a good question or no?
Yeah.
Why? This actually question, we went to it in a so, inshallah, beautiful manner. Because it will answer many points for us. But before we ask this question, go out in the corner. What the first stage in the Adam creation? There's both of you only now. What is the first stage before Adam been created? Meaning, what the sequence of the creation of Adam?
He was just a lot clearer, like there was no outcome. Nothing.
Go step by step, Umm Habib. You skip at least two or three steps. I want step by step to get the answer right. Jasani?
Allah got
sand
from different places.
By this way, number one, commanded Jibreel to collect dust, not sand. Okay, be specific. Okay? And he said, collect dust from all over. This how we came, different color, shape, different personality, different everything. One scholar said, even, for example, some mud, when you make it a clay, it's so strong. Some mud, it make it soft. Some mud, once you make it dry, it become like rock. You see? He said, this is exactly like us. Some of us soft, some of us hard, some of us stubborn, some of us generous, some of us stingy, some of us soft, some of us kind, some of us selfish. He said, exactly like the mud. This is the origin.
The first thing was for Allah commanded Jibreel to collect dust from every part of the earth. Mm-hmm. So does that mean that He created earth before Adam?
Sure. Meaning He created the earth before Adam. Sure. Why?
Because the jinns were already in heaven?
No. It's because jinn already there. Meaning even before, meaning has been created. You see, something we have to learn. Allah knowledge, present, past, future is the same. But with His own wisdom, He put things in a sequence. For example, you can have a problem. And according to you is a problem. If you be patient, this problem might lead you to a certain quality. But in the time being, you're rebellious, you're upset. I need this, I need this. But maybe Allah do not give it to you for a wisdom, because He prepare you for something better. Do you understand or no? By this way, the wisdom of Allah always beyond your imagination. For example, Allah created the earth. Does anybody know why? No. Now, let's go step by step. Allah created the earth, created jinn, jinn go inhabited the earth, they causing mischief. Later on, Allah calling Jibreel to collect dust, to take the dust, and do what? Hey, what's the second prayer? Huh? To make it into mud. Allah make it into mud. Amir last week asked me a question. Where he get the water from? Okay? Did he need a bottle of water? Actually, before that, even all this, okay, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, before anything was what? Nothing. Allah was and nothing. And after that, He created the dukhan, or the fog. Or from the fog, it become water. But where He collect the water? We know only a certain sequence. The detail is not up to us. But we went to it before. We're not going.
His throne was like water.
Yes, what happened is he debated that. Okay. Yeah, because he debated the sequence exactly. Okay? Now, let's focus in here now, and otherwise we go into a lot of detail. Now, add water. Don't say add water. Make it the mud. Okay? But this we will not go to where is the water coming from. Allah did. Okay? Maybe Jibreel come with a bottle of water. Now, from mud, Allah created Adam by His own hand. Very important. Allah make fashioned Adam. Meaning fashioned the He make a statue.
Sculpted.
It's cut.
Sculpture.
This is a word. It's sculptured or fashioned Adam. And according to some tafsir, okay, interpretation of Quran understanding, Shaitan at this time, he was a pious jinn in the level of angels. And he watched all that, and the angel was, don't worry about that. Okay, and Wonder what happened. He saw Adam after Allah created him. And he used to go and make like a round around him. And he used to hit him. And they said, Adam at this time as a statue, become clay, dry, and make sound. He said, you hollow. Meaning Allah will fulfill you with something. Allah prepare you for something because Allah create you by his own hand. But I do not know why. Because I want you to learn something. In the creation of Adam, and the sequence of the creation of Adam is a very important message to us. The angel went and asking Allah, oh Allah, why are you creating this being? Allah replied, I am generating Khalifa on the earth. The angel replied, you will create a being to cause mischief and shed blood, and we praising you and thanking you and make prostration and make ibadah and worship to you? Just a question of question. Just curiosity. But in the meantime, we have to keep in our mind two scenarios in here. Iblis, la'natullah alayhi, he questioned Adam individually. Meaning he go and kick. And he said, what Allah created you for? He never go to Allah. What we learn from here? And this is a debatable in people. What is it? He was jealous. How come Allah created him by his own hand? Number one, jealousy. He know Allah created him. He know Allah mean something so high. But he doesn't like it. Why? Because he feel this being is too honored than him. By this way, angel went to Allah and asked him this question. And Shaitan Iblis at this time, he asked Adam. He's talking between him and the statue. Now the question of Samir is, who generate all this? How angel know this will happen? And I have to go to the basic. What is the basic? Angel Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said is created pure. Belong to Allah. No temptation, no desire, no sins. By this way, who inspire the angels?
Allah.
Huh? Allah. Because where we get as a being knowledge, either Allah inspire us, or we as a human being, the devil, is, you know, whisper to us until we fall. By this way, we say in here, with the knowledge of Allah, the old knowledge of Allah, the knowledge of the unseen. This is why we said Allah هو عالم الغيب والشهادة. Allah is the owner of knowledge of the present and the future and the past. All belong to Allah. By this way, in here is another question for us. Why Allah report this particular detail to us? What do you think, Jasmine?
Think. Not to be proud.
Something else, O Muhammad. Very important. Many messages.
Allah created the best.
Meaning, whatever happening for the knowledge of Allah, even the situation I do not like, is still ordained by Allah in his own kingdom. It's destined. And if it's destined, what's my problem? I should not have no problem. And I should go with the flow. You see? I go with whatever Allah ordained for me. And I do not be rebellious. Why? If I do that, later on Allah will allow me to sin. By this way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala won't give us a message. And when the angel asked him this question, what Allah replied? Anybody remember Umm Habib?
I know better than you.
Huh?
I know better than you.
I know what you do not know. إني أعلم ما لا تعلمون. I know what you do not know. And after that, as a humble and humility, what the angel replied? سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا. And this, not yet. This later on, when Allah created Adam, he breathed. Breath meaning he blew a soul from his own soul to Adam. And now Adam become a being. And he said the first thing Adam did is what?
Sneeze.
And after he sneezed immediately, they said he looked to Allah. This fitra now. Fitra meaning is fitra in Arabic is the things inside of you. The things that make you move. Like when they study bird, when they study fish.
Instinct.
What's that?
Instinct.
This is a word. But this instinct is what? Supposed to be what? No, to unite him to Allah. The original one before corruption, it unites you to Allah. It makes you right to I want Allah. By the way, he looked to Allah. Allah replied to him, he said, O Adam. Now he knows two things. He knows his name, and he knows what to say. He said, say Alhamdulillah, ya Adam. And he said, Alhamdulillah. He said, Yarhamuk Allah, ya Adam. And this is the sunnah of us. The sunnah of Ibrahim, the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When we sneeze, is a mercy from Allah. If we go to biology now for a moment, they said sneezing is an ultimate gift. You should not stuck sneezing. Because sneezing meaning some particle is stuck somewhere. And by sneezing, it opens all the veins. And it balances the level of all liquid in the brain. And this is why they said when you sneeze, don't... And hold it. Don't hold the sneezing. And also, sneezing, if it's too much, can cause a brain problem. Some people get sick. So sick, and keep sneezing. They have to hold the head. Because sneezing too much, can give you a concussion. Some people can have a concussion and die from sneezing. You see? Look at Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything has a balance. Okay? By this way, sneezing is a rahmah from Allah. It clean and cleanse and open many veins and it balance the pressure in the brain. It do a lot about different situation. What about when you having a fever or something? It's acting like the lungs. Every time the germ doing something, the sneezing to clean up. Clean up all the dirt and all the germ and everything. Clean up. Once everything is done, clean up and stop. What about side effect? We're not going to go there right now. Anyway, now, at this time, he said to Adam, oh Adam, right away, tell them their names. Now the angel bear witness everything. Now the whole angel is standing up or, you know, watching what's going on. Adam just become a being. Okay? Now right away Allah commanded Adam to what? Give them their name. At this moment, the angel gets the message. What is the message? They do not know except what Allah allowed them to know. Meaning, they feel the poverty of knowledge. They believe now who is the owner of knowledge. The one he can give it to whom he wants. Do you see it now? He is the owner of knowledge. We can be sitting in this room. We're hearing the same talk, getting the same verses. We're getting different understanding and different inspiration. according to what Allah ordained for each one of us, according to the status of the heart. By this way, I want you to stop for a moment in here, because this point, it has many, many elements, is so crucial in our life. Why we get upset in our life? Why we become impatient? Because my situation now, I do not like it. It's not to please me. I want something else. You agree or no? And all my problems start. And Allah wants in any given time, remember who's the owner of knowledge. Who's the owner of destiny. Do you get it or no? By this way, I believe at this moment, if we remember who running the show, I always say this word, who running the show, who controlling the whole thing, because the whole life and what it contains for Allah is a show. Is a show already ordained. And the whole message, believe in me, trust me, I will lead you. By this way, when the angel asking Allah, with humble and humility, he explained. But Iblis, because he's jealousy and arrogant, because it's one package, what he did? Now, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala show all the kingdom of angels, the power of Allah and the knowledge of Allah, now he said, O angel, make sajda prostrate to Adam. Now they know Allah is the creator, he's the owner, he's the powerful. Okay? Now if this, he will not do. He said, no, I will not do it. He said, yeah, Iblis, what make you disobey my command and not making sajda to Adam? Right away, remember what he said. He said, you create him from clay, you create me from fire. And here is many points. The first, arrogant to forget who you are. Imagine he challenging whom? Do you think Allah do not remember how Iblis has been created? I want you to remember this in your life. How many times we are arrogant over somebody else? How many times we are arrogant over Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, astaghfirullah al-azim, and we do not know? I know. Why you tell me now? By this way, we have in here many elements. Jealousy is a killer. Ego is a killer. Arrogance is a killer. And later on, Allah will teach us another lesson. But let's go step by step. By this way, the knowledge of Allah beyond our imagination. We have to humble ourselves to the knowledge of Allah. We must. What else? We have to remember who we are, who's Allah. This is what happened to Iblis. Because arrogance is blind. Jealousy is blind. Make you forget who you are. Who is the creator? You see? Very important. And this sequence, we have to always have it intact. Now we're going to skip some moment for something very important. Later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala take Adam to the angel of soul, to the kingdom of soul. And he showed them his own progeny. And all the soul of a human being already created. You see? Now the question, is the soul of us has been created even before Adam? Most likely, yes. And Allah said to Adam, Adam, come I show you your kids, your own progeny. And all the progeny of Adam Is not me your Lord? And all the souls answer, you are our Lord. You are our Rabb. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And in here also is a point. Adam, he find out some of his soul in darkness, some of his soul is light. Adam require, what's the are, ya Allah? He said, the one in light, the reach, our my light reach them, and my guidance, they belong to the paradise. With my rahmah, with my mercy, rahmah. He said, what about the one in darkness? He said, those the soul did not reach my light, or my light did not reach them. They will enter Jahannam with my judgment and justice. And in here is a question. Because Allah, from His ultimate knowledge, He knows the door of each one. Where is coming from and where is going. He knows which one will accept the message, which one will be rebellious. Somebody might listen to you and tell you, you know something? I'm not creating a Muslim. What do you want me to do? I said, very simple. Allah created you as a human being. You have a brain, you have intellect, you go to college, you go to this, you go to that. Allah will ask you. I give you faculty. I give you intellect. I give you intelligence. I give you money. I give you all this. What you done with it? I get a degree, I get a doctorate degree, I make money, I make this business, I make this. Did you try to know me? Did you try to spend money and time to know me? Did you call me? No. Arrogant. You see? By this way, Allah knows already who will be the arrogant soul, who will be the humble soul. And don't dig beyond that. Because you are a creation, you're not a creator. This is why the ultimate goodness you should remember all the time is thank you Allah ala ni'mat al-Islam wa kafa biha ni'mah. Thank you Allah for the gift of Islam, and this is the ultimate gift of you, ya Allah. Do you get it or no? The ultimate gift Allah can give it to mankind is guidance.
Even the ones in darkness said, you are our Lord?
Good question. According to the report, all the soul answer back. Because don't forget, Allah said it. If you ask Him, who is the creator of heaven and earth? He said, God. Even the disbeliever, they believe somebody created.
Is that like somewhat linked to like the saying that all Muslims go to Jannah?
Say it again.
Is that like somewhat of a link to the saying that all Muslims will go to Jannah? That, right?
Okay, you see, somebody would say all Muslims go to Jannah. Now, we say, Insha'Allah, but don't forget, you see what happened? People misunderstand. Is really everyone say La ilaha illallah go to Jannah? Yes. But Rasulullah said, whoever said it truthfulness with the truth. What about the hadith who said people will get out of Jahannam even they said La ilaha illallah once? The question in here, you might be in Jahannam for a long time before you go to Jannah. You see? By this way, doesn't mean you are a Muslim, you go to Jannah just like that. Unless you're living Islam, unless you're living the message, the maximum you can, and after that is up to the mercy of Allah. Okay? Don't go to judgment. Anyway, in here is many points we have to learn. Adam also, Allah created him, after that He took him, and He created Eve from him. And we said before last time, is when Allah created Adam, Shaitan tried to enter. He tried to penetrate. He said, I cannot penetrate. And when Allah created Eve, Hawa, Shaitan looked and he found out Adam glimpsed toward Hawa. Some people, he said, glimpsed by his eyes. Some people said he glimpsed by his heart. Meaning he have a feeling for her. He said, now I know how I enter. The weakness. But Allah, He won't teach us a first lesson. This is the first lesson you should not always, always ever forget. What is that? No. The first lesson is, Adam, Allah created him and Eve, sent them to Jannah, said go to Jannah, paradise. And he said, you do not need anything. And you will stay forever. But Shaitan made them forget the message of Allah. And he told them to disobey Allah. Now, when this done, what happened? Something, a very important message in here. When Allah kicked them out of Jannah, and expelled them from Jannah, some people said, when Adam eat from Jannah, the moment he eat from Jannah, he want to go to the bathroom. His belly start going, and he want to go to the bathroom. Allah called, is no bathroom in Jannah. You have to leave. Because of sins. Now, when he left, what's the first thing he did in earth?
He left right away or how long?
Right away, inshallah. He wants to go to the bathroom. He's like me. When he wants to go to the bathroom, he has to go. Allah is building right away. How right away, we do not know.
I once heard that Adam was sent to earth by his punishment for eating the fruit from the tree.
Yes. But once he arrived to the earth, what he did? He went to the bathroom. Okay, he finished the bathroom. What he did? Allah said it.
He cried it.
He cried to Allah, asking Allah to forgive him. Him and Eve. Allahumma inna dhalamna anfusna. Wa in lam taghfir lana wa tarhamna, lanakunanna min al-khasirin. Allahumma inna dhalamna anfusna. O Allah, we oppress ourselves. If you do not forgive us and give us your mercy, we will be among the losers. Now, let's go to the dialogue between Allah and Shaitan. When Shaitan, Allah asked him, why you do not prostrate? He said, O Allah, you make me prostrate to a clay, you make him by your hand, and you make me from fire? He said, you should not be arrogant over me. You should obey me and listen to what I said. He's still arrogant. He did not seek forgiveness. Allah told him, get out. You are the cursed one. What he said, you did it to me. Do you see what he did? You see what arrogant does? You did it to me. You know what I'm going to do. Meaning he blamed Astaghfirullah al-Azim, Allah. By this way, what we learn, Adam made a mistake and he committing sins. He disobeyed Allah. Iblis, he make a mistake and he disobeyed Allah. Allah won't give us a lesson. Adam, he repented. And he asked Allah to forgive him. And even they said he was making sajda crying for 40 years. Until his tear generating river. Okay? And Iblis, he said, you did it. By the way, what are we learning? A message from Allah to us. You made a mistake. You committing mistake, you committing sins, you are weak, come to me. Come to me, I will forgive you. Come to me, seek forgiveness. Come to me, seek repent, I will open for you. Usually look at us today, some of us. When we make mistake, what we do? He's the one who did it. He's the one who pushed me to do it. Without him, I will never do that. All this sentence is nonsense. This Iblis talk. Don't ever blame anybody for your action. Don't ever blame anybody for your action. Your action is your responsibility, and that's it. Do you get it or no? Blaming is the shaitan way. You should always humble yourself and ready to seek forgiveness. And ready to say, I'm wrong. You get it or no? And there's a major difference between us and shaitan. Allah, He give us a lesson. Adam, he made a mistake. Adam, get out of the Jannah. But later on, Allah forgive him. And He make him the first human being and the first prophet. You understand or no? By this way, the message from Allah to us is, whatever what's happening, humble yourself to Allah. Don't blame nobody. Get closer to Allah. Tell Him the truth. Allah will change. Do you get it or no? What else we said last week is jealousy. Jealousy. Looking to each other. Try to compare. Not be content. Not thanking Allah for what He give us is a big problem. Jealousy and arrogance is a package. Humble and humility and thanking Allah is a package. Can I have both? You can have a mixture. And this mixture can go up and down according to your iman. The more you're getting closer to Allah and remember who you are and who's Allah, you go down. And once in a while, shaitan will make you forget. And start pointing finger again. Do you get it or no? Or making looking to others is a sickness from shaitan. If your eyes always glimpse to other with feeling or not content, I promise you, you're in big trouble. Meaning you're not content, you're not in a state of thanks. If you're content and in a state of thanks, and this a lot in women with their body and look, and the way their husband, or the whatever Allah give them, or the houses. What about men? Business, size, status, whatever, according to our weakness. And your weakness is a part shaitan will use. And the more you content and you remember who you are and your journey, all this will be finished. You understand or no? Don't ever look at this issue. It will kill you. It will destroy your iman. And one day shaitan will take you and wipe you off. Because it's iman. Iman, the belief in Allah. Believe in Allah, He's the doer, He's the owner, He's the owner of the knowledge, He's the owner of the unseen. He created me this way with all my goodness and my fault for wisdom. And all I have to do, go to Him and seek for forgiveness and strength and power. My weakness becomes gone. Don't put your nose in the affair of others. Like the early people used to say, the beautiful people, وَلِلَّهِ فِي عِبَادِهِ شَأْنٌ. To Allah, between Him and His servant, is something. Do we know it? No. This why don't point finger to nobody or against nobody. Be busy about yourself and that's it. Be busy about where you're going. Be busy about your message. Be busy about exactly what Allah wants from you. And remember your sins. And this was a message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to Musa alayhi salam. Ya Musa ibn Imran, انظر إلى عيبك ولا تنظر إلى عيب الآخرين فإن الإنسان لا يخلو من العيب. Look to your fault and don't look to the fault of other, because nobody is empty from fault. Nobody. Nobody among us is 100%. Nobody. And will never be. No. The main debate in here, any information Allah shared with us in Quran is a wisdom behind it. Take your stuff out and move and sit here. Now, by this way, the message Allah wants to give us is what? He's going to give us a message, a wisdom, a lesson, to learn from it. Do you understand or no? This is a message. Because nothing in Quran without a message. And the message for us. What about the people in China? The same. What about people in Russia? Same. What about people in Africa? Same. Because whatever way you go, you find out the main issue between us and Allah is not the dress, is not the eating, is not this change. But the main thing, Allah wants to tell us who is your Lord and who you are. What is your goal in life? What is the main disease you should worry about it? Look at us today. How many of us spending money in the way we look? Or jewelry? Like my father, rahmatullah alayhi, said, jewelry is a nightmare. He said, jewelry is something. It makes you ache in life and ache in the hereafter when you die. Why? I promise you, go buy jewelry, for example, $1,000. Go after a week, try to sell it. If you sell it for $400, you're lucky. The same money. Meaning you already lost money. You always lose money in jewelry. You will never make money. Never. Only people who make money is jewelry people. By buying and selling. But anybody buy jewelry, I promise you. Unless, for example, you inherited jewelry from your grand-grandmother parents, mini kilo, which is very rare, and all of a sudden you earn some time and you sell it expensive. But how many people like that? How many times you inherited jewelry? You go to the jewelry store and tell you, excuse me, it's fake. And your mother fight, and your neighbor fight, and your sister fight, and your cousin fight, and the whole thing is fake. And they kill each other. And when the moment of death comes, you will be questioned about it. And you have to pay for it. Now, if I'm a girl, I'm a woman, I have some jewelry, worth, for example, for $500, $600, $700. Is this a big deal? No. Why? Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he permit you as a woman for your personal jewelry. Okay, I'm a farmer. My husband gave me a ring, $10. This all I get. This is all you get. Now I'm a wife of a merchant. He gave me a diamond ring. Rasulullah, he said, your jewelry according to your level where you live. Meaning you allowed for one set of jewelry for your own. What about box of jewelry? I accumulated over years. And when a situation comes, I start putting. You see? And when we have an evening, you find the whole set. You find no space for an arm. From here to here, it sets. And here, and here, and here. And maybe you have extra earring, you're putting all over. Because you don't have except two ears. Or some woman is sick. They show up in the beginning of the night with one set of earrings. And they tell you, I have something to do. And they go to the bedroom, and they're coming up with different set of earrings. Just to show you. And now it's time. Why? You're comparing. Oh, my husband gave me this much, but she has this much. You see? By this way, challenging and jealousy of a life over the dress, the way you look, your size, the money you have, the status, is all what? It's all dunya. You will never be belong to Allah and this bother you. By this way, I tell people before, there's something you do not run after. Jewelry you do not run after. Clothing you're not after. Anything you... Done. If you have it, alhamdulillah. If you don't have it, finished. But should not be a something you really Because jewelry, actually, according to Sharia, you put it for your husband, not you put it for your guest. Mm-hmm. Yes. Jewelry, actually, is a woman decorate herself for her husband, not for everybody. But today, the majority of women decorate themselves for the whom? For the guest. Putting the jewelry for whom? For the guest. Or she puts the jewelry and she keep looking in the mirror. It look nice, but this much nicer. But this much nicer. You see? And they keep competing. What about people? Men. You compete in clothing, in a car, in a business. Even sometimes you're competing in wife. I have to marry the most beautiful one. I have to marry a more beautiful one. I have to or the champion of kids. And this is why once you get a kid, you decorate your child. Why you decorate your child? Look at my kids. Oh, it's nice. Oh, it's tough. It's almost like you make it. It's not a cake. You see? No, really, today we you know, oh, look at my child. Oh, it's cute. Oh, you make it? Oh. Really. It's almost we're talking like we make our children. We do not make children. You do not know how it looks like. By this way, if we do not remember the message, we go to what? The temptation of the devil and dunya. And it's no ending. And make us forget who we are, what we're doing in this earth, what's the purpose of living, and where we're going. Now, do you understand now about this question he said? All of you get it or no? Yes or no, Umm Habib? By this way, the main thing is, humble yourself to Allah. You have a situation. Don't do like Iblis. Why? Why he said, we compare. How many of us alone, we said, she didn't do it. Why he give it to me? Astaghfirullah al-Azim. This is what Iblis told. How many times you said, oh, she have this and I do not have. And sometimes, even when I was young, sometimes he used to come to me and tell me, why? Why you? Look at all the people around you. They're so big and this. What about you? You're too short. Because I grew up in the village, everybody's big. And I'm always tiny. To the point when I'm in school, people want to beat me up. And I always fight. Why? I have to be a macho. But macho is what? Big people. You see? By this way, shaitan gets you in different time. What about the people? These people have houses. What about me? I do not have. Allah said it in Quran. That championship between each other and what? Houses? Look at Astoria today. You look at Astoria today, you find beauty salon all over. Beauty salon all over? And a coffee shop? From when Muslim need a beauty salon? What do you need beauty salon for? To do your hair? Do your nails? Imagine today is a minion. Nails all over. Imagine people, we're supposed to cut our nails and people growing nails and putting fake nails? What for? Nails is the quality of animal. Animal who eat meat have nails. Do you know what the nail for? To capture. When the animal sit, a bird or an animal eating meat, what do you do with the meat nails? To capture their, what do you call it?
Prey.
Eh?
Prey.
Eh?
Prey. P-R-E-Y. Prey.
Prey?
Yeah.
No, but what is the, what's the meat? What's the animal?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
No, something else.
Word.
Eh?
Word.
No, when you capture something, it's
victim.
Mine.
Hunting?
It's not a victim. It's what?
Possession?
Like possession, is it has a name.
Food? You mean the predator?
Okay, whatever it is. The mean, the captured. The captured one. Okay? When they capture an animal, how they do it? By nail first. They put the nail in it. Now let me ask you a question as a human being. If you want to put nail too long, what are you going to do with it? Capture what? Really? Because everything has a purpose. Or you walk with your nail, is this what you want? You challenge each other, look at my nail, look at the design. Imagine a man now look at you and he really like you because the nail. What kind of dumb is that? And people go at spending from time $10 per nail, $15 per nail. And next week they have to put a new design. And they break. Imagine now he's spending all this money for what? To show what? Think! $150 per week for nails? Imagine I go to an eagle or something and tell him, excuse me, your nail has to be worked out. Really? What are you doing, Jason?
The women with the big nails.
Yeah, what about it?
Nails like this. I used to tell people, do not eat from that woman. She has to go to the bathroom and look.
You see? That's right. How she cleaned her nails.
It was nasty in the bottom. In the top, it was, you know, the plastic. But in the bottom,
it's brown.
It was brown.
Yeah. You see? This is true. It might be a joking, but you have to understand. Is this true or false? Look at the Islam, for example. We're supposed to cut our nail every week. Weekly. Why? To make sure our nails underneath it is clean. The pious people, they have a small brush, like a toothbrush, to brush underneath their nail. To make sure the water go. Because you do not want their finger to be in Jahannam. Yes. It's cleanliness.
Yeah, so they were eating by hand too.
Sure. Nowadays
it's a spoon.
But you see, Habib, even with a spoon, what you need it for? Think. Don't be a puppet. Don't be a slipper. You do like others do. Imagine you spending how much money in nails, how much money in hair, and every time you do, you go to a hair salon and using chemical and using all this, it destroys your hair. It can destroy your skull, and later on you can have skin cancer. Imagine. Allah make your hair nice. No, it has to be curly. And the people who curly, they have to make it light. You see? And the people have no hair. No hair, what do you call it? Implant. Unbelievable. And people with blue eyes, they want it brown. And people with brown want it blue. And people with black, they want no eyes. What is going on? Really? This call not contentment. And you should be, as a Muslim, as a human being, content with what Allah give you. Maybe you do not have this, but Allah give you this. Maybe I do not have this, but Allah give you this. And the main thing is the quality of your heart. إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ The most elevated one among you, the one belong to Allah. Have taqwa. Not the one who has and not have.
When me and Samer went to the library, we did research, and there's a certain book series called For Dummies.
Eh?
There's a book series called For Dummies. So if you want to learn how to gardening for dummies or computers for dummies, mm-hmm. It'll go take you step by step. And I saw one called Cosmetic Surgery for Dummies.
Cosmetic Surgery for a Dummy?
Cosmetic Surgery.
You serious? For a dummy, what meaning dummy?
Dummy meaning someone who doesn't know about it. That's what they call the series of books.
Like the Islam and the Quran for dummies.
What's that?
They have the Islam for dummies and the Quran for dummies.
It's a basic
but it explains
book.
General knowledge
about this. Like simple, in simple terms.
Yeah.
But let me tell you something. We are dummy already. Because if they use this word as a beginning, this insults the knowledge. It's a very insulting. You see, you people get something you do not know. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give you messages for wisdom. And it has roots and benefit. And also when people challenging you, and give you a talk like that, it has a wisdom. Imagine go to the library and get dummy for Quran. How it sound? It disgraces the topic. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Quran, I'll elevate people and disgrace people with Quran. Quran is a status of elevation and decrease. Each one of us is having different level in the eye of Allah according to what? How much you live Quran, how much you know Quran, how much you memorize Quran, how much you're living with Quran, how much you love Quran, how much you read Quran, how much you belong to Quran. Quran is not a topic to just learn and that's it. To live it, to comprehend it. Is what we're doing now is not Quran? Where am I getting my information? Quran.
I don't remember where I read it or heard it, but I But the topic was that everyone is following the Western society because they see them as being the first people to go beyond Earth, like to the moon. But we forget that it was first Arab who actually went, Prophet Muhammad, without a flight. And we ignore that, like, because Westerners, they claim they did it, but no one really realizes that it was our Prophet who first went beyond the Earth, like on Miraj Sharif. Without a flight, he went to the skies.
You see, we cannot talk like that, Mehdi. Really, we cannot. You know why? Can you talk to Muslim and non-Muslim about Mi'raj?
No.
If you do not have a belief. You see, today, we won't answer them bang, bang. It's not Islam. Honest to Allah. In the front of Allah, it's not Islam. When we try to debate them and do like them, they have a place, okay, to stand up. When they talk, we have a place to stand up when we talk. They have boxes to pass for donation. We have boxes to pass for donation. They do fundraising dinner. We do fundraising dinner. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said it to us. You will follow the non-Muslim step by step, spam by spam. Even if you go to a cave of a dub, you will go and after. This is what we're doing now. You know what that means? Meaning you are empty. You are empty. Because you have already a complete message with complete system. Why you go and compare when you do not value what you have? Why you do not value what you have? Because you do not have it in the first place. And why? Because we, as supposed to be a learned people, we do not have it. Because if we have it, we affect you. And if I affect you, it attracts you. This is why I tell you. Knowledge is not a knowledge to memorize. Knowledge to gain, to build the quality, because people can attract it to you with quality. If people is not attracting to you with quality, something wrong with you. Don't blame nobody, please. Because this message, if it go inside of you, it elevates you. I promise you, you live this message deep inside, you will see what people do for you. You will see the elevation and respect from Allah to you. And other for you. Why Allah do it? Because you belong to Him. Today what we do? We imitate them. And we end up what? We do like them and we end up crying for it. We imitate them with championship and everything. If you are a female, why you show off? Why you show off your body? What for? And if you are a man, why are you challenging people with money and your car and prestige? Why? You can have it, but you do not have it in your heart. Why? Our heart is full of message, and I'm living the message. Believe me, in the front of Allah, when I go to people who have big houses, I want to cry. I want to cry for them. I never wish to be like them. I make dua for them. How many of you go to big houses or big living room and make dua for them? But once we go, oh, is a ladder? I have to have ladder too. Is sofa this? I have to have sofa like that. Look at the way we marry. We don't care about who we get married. The only worry about is the night. Not for me, to everybody. To I can call everybody and say, My wedding, I have 200 people. My wedding has a videotape. My wedding, I have a dress, it costs $1,000. My wedding is this. It's nothing to do about you. It's to do for what? Just to show off to please everybody. And to have picture. And keep talking about the wedding. Do you know if you value your husband, you will talk about your husband? But husband is not important, it's the wedding. And the wife is not important, it's the dress. You see? You're laughing? Imagine you're spending $2,000-$3,000 for a dress, you will never wear it again? Did you ever see a woman going to her work every day with a wedding dress? Or you go to the bathroom with a wedding dress? Did you ever wear it even to your husband? It's too tight to wear and too tight to take off. You see? By this way, imagine all this money for what? Just to pay, make people believe. You know, look, look. You see? $3,000 dress. And people, it shows a receipt. Why? It's a challenge. Do you know what it means? You're so empty. You're so empty. You are empty by the, more than the shell in the front of the beach. Because if you have something, this is not the topic you talk about it. Today, when you go to Muslim family, one of the first thing you do, you see in the living room, huge TV. And like, I meet you and see your family, you have what? 32 inch, I will have 48. You have 48, I have 52. And sometime I go, one time I want this man, wallahi, I swear by Allah, the living room or the television is so small. And he has, and this almost 10 years ago, he has 52 inch. You know 52 inch? I'm sitting in the front of, I cannot see. It's so big. And at this time, he's spending $12,000. And he doesn't have the money. He loan and bankrupt and this and that and credit card. Why? It's a sickness. Just to everybody said, my TV is 52 inch. Look at the sickness. Where is the message? How much we talk about the message? How much we believe in the message? We are the people who are living after death. We are enjoying life after death. We are working for after death. The pleasure after death. Because all the pleasure in life is so limited. Is this what we're jealous about? The early woman used to be jealous from each other for something else. My husband died in the war. Your husband is not dying yet. Why? Something wrong with him. Allah did not accept him. You see? They love to be belong to certain men who can take them to Jannah. Today, oh, you take me to Jahannam? Come. Come, I want to go to Jahannam. We do not choose people according to their piety and what they give us. We choose people according to what? Money? Status? They live in halal and haram, it doesn't matter. By this way, the message of Allah is a wake-up call for all of us. To tell us where we're going. The Quran is a message not to memorize over Saturday and Sunday school, but to memorize it and live in it. And live the message. Some companion, they died with the small verses. And they used to say, we the companion of Rasulullah, we do not have time to memorize Quran. We do not have time to really do what you guys did, but we live the whole Quran. A time will come, you will know Quran from A to Z, but you're not living it. By this way, if I know Allah ordained everything, what is my problem? If I know Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained everything for wisdom, what's the problem? If I'm living and believe Allah is the most fashioner, He fashioned me for wisdom, what's the problem? If I'm living busy with the message, what's the problem? If I remember what the angel said to Allah, when they ask him, oh Allah, why you created Adam? He said, I know what you do not know. What's the difference in this between this and what's happening in your life? Oh, I want this, I want it now. Who said so? Who said so? This is what you want. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordained things for wisdom, He knows. And the more you contend about what the Allah give you, the more Allah will open for you. Everything has a wisdom. You want to really know? Go to Allah and say, Allah, give me, Allah, some of your wisdom. Show me, Allah, what's going on. And be happy and content. And say, Allah, make my life situation the cause of causing guidance to me and others. And let me tell you what one imam he said. He said, we, by the will of Allah, nobody will have everything. Nobody. Nobody will ever have everything. Allah will give you some and take some. And sometimes we look at people, but we do not know what they have. You see? Some people, Allah give them wealth, but they have a problem. Some people have the money, but they have diseases. Some people pretty, but they're not content. You see, you do not know. You do not know how Allah give each one of us a group. And the most happy one, the one who thank Allah for what He give him. The most happy one, the one who thank Allah of what He give you. You happy, you content of what He give you, you are the winner. And Allah promised to increase. The increase according to what? Thanking Allah and be content. This is the secret of your life. Can I be in my life running like lunatic and said I'm thanking Allah? No. Yesterday, I have some people with me, and we go to John's Beach. It was empty, windy, cold, but so beautiful. And I go to the bathroom. It's a bathroom. I make wudu. I walk. I eat. I drink. I smell air. Allah allow me to be in this place. Is this not bounty? And I remember something. I said, do we thank Allah for His bounty? Do we thank Allah for His bounty and try to use it for His own cause? Today, a lot of us complaining. We are here, we complain, we want to go back home. We go back home and we want to come here. We come here, we want to make money and to go home. And we're not content. And we forget, in any given time, the bounty of Allah to thank Him and use it for His cause. Do you get it or no? Do we do that? Do we thank Allah for all the bounty He give us? Do we use it for the cause of Allah? Do we remember we're going to die? When I look at us today, look at us all over. We acting like not even non-Muslim, worst. Look at Muslim today, grocery store, halal and haram, lot of pork, alcohol. You see? And if I'm a girl and somebody coming to marry me, I don't care, halal or haram. I care about his money. I care about the wedding. And if I'm a man, I do not care about the good girl, how her heart is, how her soul is, how beauty his soul is, no, her look. And we forget, this look will never survive for so long. Sometimes even 6 months and that's it. 1 year, 2 years, finished. The look, it will be gone. The size will be gone. The beauty will be gone. And the reality stay. Do we understand that? Do we live in this message? And this message, you will never live it until you have the real iman. And you remember who's Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is the message of all the message. By the way, every message is reported in Quran, it has a wisdom for us. And I believe the question of Samer last week is enough for me to put me in a checkpoint all the time. Why? It has a pure element I consider it very crucial to me. Anytime I'm living a situation I hate, a situation I do not like, did I organize it? Did I plan it? Who planned it? Who ordained it? For our wisdom, he knew. You see? If I respect that, and I'm living the message, and I'm humble myself, and thanking to Allah, I have no problem. You get it or no? How many times we remember this issue? Is this not an issue? And a piece of knowledge that has to be repeated over and over again until we inculcate it in our heart? What is the ultimate benefit of that? Anybody tell me now? It's many. Who share with me some of the benefit of this issue? If this knowledge, what is the knowledge? The knowledge, Allah is the owner of knowledge. The unseen knowledge, past, present, future, he know. Who can give me step by step what is the benefit of this knowledge? Allah ordained it. By this way, you will not be sorry about what you lost. And be happy of what you have. And thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What it mean? I should not run after something so bad. I should not go crazy after something I do not know. I should not worry about the future. I should not be spared the past.
And you shouldn't worry about anything and worry about your relationship with Allah?
That's it. Because you see, once you know who the relationship really should be with, you will find whom is Allah. Because what happened, even if the situation is tough, who can change the situation?
Okay.
That's it. And this is why I believe without no doubt, if you have any situation, it's so crucial in your life, or so agony, or you do not like it, once you go to Allah, all of a sudden your problem is solved. Even if your problem is still, is solved. Why? I'm here. For wisdom, Allah knows. What's my problem? Tell me, what's my problem? I should be striving for what? For sabilillah. I should be striving to do more zikr. I should be striving for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah is the owner of all conditions. And he said, I change condition. By this way, who is the owner of changing condition? By this way, what is my most effort should be with whom? Allah. By this way, situation I like or dislike, I should be with whom? With Allah. The more I have it with Allah, if I have a good situation, Allah promised to increase. If I have a situation that's tough, He promised to eliminate or increase or release it or help me out. What happens if situation is not changing? I should be patient and be content with Allah. As soon or later, Allah will open. How He will open? Maybe situation will never be changed, but my heart changed. Sometimes we do not value the change inside. Like one Imam Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyya and other, they said sometimes we think everything from material. What about being patient? Is not a quality you like to have? What about contentment? Is not a merchandise you should have? What about thanking Allah? What about believing in Allah? What about trusting in Allah? Is this not a merchandise beyond your imagination? Tell me, which one is higher? Having $1 million or thanking Allah? You see? Having a big bond or big stock market in the stock market or believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We forget that. What about you do not have none of the above, but Allah increase your worship, increase your zikr? What about you do not see none of that, but maybe Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite you to Him? And now, you do not see until you die is what Allah ordained for you in the hereafter. Because we have to believe in that. Any minus in my life, Allah will give me in the hereafter. You agree or no? Now, if you believe in that, what's the problem? You have no problem. But what happens if you forget that? You have a big problem. Do you get it or no? Everybody get it? Yes or no?
Inshallah.
Don't ever forget it. Yes, Madi? Or just... Jasania, you get it? Do you know what I believe without no doubt? Every time you're coming in here, you get a message of a lifetime for you. You agree or no? Even if you do not like it, but like, come here. Don't run away. Come here.
I know, I'm going to be sad next week.
Huh?
Next week I'm going to be sad.
Why?
Because I can't come. My family's here.
Bring all your family.
I told them to come.
No problem.
My four nieces and nephews.
No problem.
They're going to stay in one room. I said, my sister told me, if you want, we'll go with you.
No problem. What happened is, one of the girls or somebody, we make them play in the park outside. Okay, we get them some pizza or something, and you sit down.
I know. I told her about this. I said, you know what? I said, I know it's not. You don't.
Let me tell you something. Something else. If we arrange with each other and we set it, we meet in John's Beach. It's empty. If the weather is cold, it's empty. If the weather is hot, we come back here. Because when the weather is cold, believe me, yesterday we have only like 2-3 people in the whole beach. And it's so beautiful. So beautiful. When you be alone to Allah. Because beaches and jungle, it make you remember Allah. Building and people, it make you what? If we have this halaqa now in somebody's house, everybody will look. Oh, shit. You see, we have this sickness habit. We do not have this heart is ready for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What do you think, Umm Habib? Also, I little Samir, how the angel know a human being would have blood? He didn't create it yet. Did not cut him. He's still a statue. This question was, Adam, he's still a statue. He's not Adam yet. How does he know? And I said something else. Who inspired angels? Ah, with his ultimate knowledge. Now, let me tell you a piece of knowledge beyond your imagination. If you do not live it, you will be finished. Anybody remember it? Any given time, who inspired me? Or? How I know which is which?
I should come to you.
Eh?
It should come to you.
What do you mean?
If Allah inspires you, it will feel a certain way.
Be specific.
With Allah, there's sakina.
Now you're talking. With Allah, if Allah inspires me, I'm calm. I have tranquility. I'm patient. I'm humble. I'm thanking Allah. I'm content. I'm not looking to other. Do you see the sequence? The amount? I'm not worried about the future. I'm not worried about the past. I'm just worried about my relationship with Allah. If I'm uptight, I'm anger, I cannot take it. If I'm impatient, if I'm asking too many questions, if I have a doubt, if I'm uncertain, who is with me? Shaitan. Don't ever debate it. Angel will never give it to you. Angel has a quality, Shayateen has a quality. Angel always comes with quality, peace. What's that? Who's the first? Who's the first baby born? Okay, we have to know what Allah said in Quran. Allah tell us in Quran, I tell you some of the past. For example, when you go messenger and prophet, you can find a big time is nothing going on. Doesn't mean nothing, meaning nothing. Because Allah in another part of the Quran, he said, I did not leave a nation or a tribe or a people without sending a messenger or prophet. Now, which one is the first? Is Habib, is Qabil, or another people? According to us, we know. Is anybody before Habib and Qabil? Most likely no. By the way, the first two is Habib and Qabil. Is there...
I'm sorry. By
I remember you said that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used to give them twins, and that's how they used to give
exactly.
a girl and a boy.
Later on.
Okay.
These. Yeah. What happened is, every time has a different regulation. For example, in the time of Adam, in the beginning, even a son can marry his own sister. Later on, become from the previous one, previous generation. And little by little become until no brother and sister. By this way, do we know exactly whom first? According to us, Habil and Qabil. If they are twins, maybe yes, maybe no. I do not know. At this moment in my life, I do not know. I never read it who is first. Some people might speculate. But do we have a report who's first? We do not know. Anybody know? I can dig and try to find it. But some of the details we do not have. Like who's the first, who's the second?
No, kids between Adam and Eve.
Say again?
No kids between Adam
and Eve? No.
No? Not that. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed Adam alayhi salam to this is the year?
When he showed the souls.
Oh, okay.
So I have a question.
This is the soul, not the body.
Okay.
Only souls.
But
only soul. They do not marry yet, they do not go yet to the earth. And this another part of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, I make you bear witness over yourself in the kingdom of the soul. And when the time comes, Allah takes the soul, join it with the body. This soul will join this body. But this is already ordained in the unseen knowledge. You see? Now, what is the wisdom about that also? It's another wisdom. To thank Allah for who you are. And thank Allah for the amount of guidance you receive. And said, Allah, please, increase the bounty from you of my guidance. And make me live guided, make me die guided, make me belong to you. Because this also assures you the power of Allah. For example, for you, Amira, you can bear witness to that. Why? She born Japanese, from Japanese father and mother, in Japan, all her life almost atheist. Okay? But from her childhood, which age you start thinking about Allah? No, you know. Approximately. When you start thinking about you want to know about Islam or to know about the Creator or... No. When you start? No, approximately. 19, 17, 18, 16.
I was believing in God because of my grandmother like to go to temple.
Okay. Sometimes. You believe in God, but what God do you believe? Any form of God or God?
I don't know. I didn't understand about my grandma believing like two kinds of God, but I didn't understand. I was believing God is God, but question mark.
You see? You believe in something. Meaning Allah make her fitra. Have a question. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
And when you start thinking about Islam?
Islam is very, when I came here.
No, but it's a step by step.
Okay. My grandma used to bring to me to the temple sometimes.
Which was Buddhist temple?
What can I say? We believe two points of God. Three. Like, we believe our parents, meaning long time ago from long time ago. And another one is temple God. Another one is, we used to say God.
Mm-hmm.
It belongs to, like, my president, country's president.
Mm-hmm.
And the president is really long time ago. They believe this is belong to God. They belong to God. Like three kinds of God.
Okay.
But I even this one, like, it's called God.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes it's mirror, sometimes it's like stone, sometimes it's really like, it's made for other parts, like, you know, it's many things behind this kind of story.
Mm-hmm.
And this has become a habit to me. Like every year, I do major plays, you know, for like 10 plus years. And many people do the same thing in good culture. Tradition.
Mm-hmm.
And after that, I believe, like, my grandma used to tell me, like, always God guards. If you believe God, God is like help you. You know, I ask him, sometimes I have an exam in the school, I ask him, you know, I believe something, like, I call, you know, help me, I can't tell, I don't have an answer. And like that. Like sometimes I walking on the street and a car came to really close to me, I said, after that I said, thank you so much. But I don't know what is it. Mm-hmm. Until I believe, like, until junior high school, like 15, but suddenly I felt God cannot do anything for me. Like, I become really easy. I cannot believe God at all. Like, because I have a real question. These 3 points.
Mm-hmm.
What do it is? We believe 3 points because human being is God. Like, belong to the present, long time ago, is God. And the temple having the statue, this is God. And one day I asked my grandma, what is really God? What is, like, another one? She explained to me, but I was really confused. Like, I can't get it.
Yeah.
Mm. So after that, I started. God is not existing. Like, God cannot do anything for me. But junior high school, after that, I had to take an exam to go to high school. I believe I want to go to nice high school. It means, like, helping to somebody. I started believing God to, you know, can I go to this college? Please accept me, like, you know. Because just I wanted to go to this high school. And this time I loved somebody, like, in classmate. I love him so much. But only I was thinking, and how can I get him, like, you know. I don't have any query. I was really bye-bye, like, but this time, like, I didn't. My situation cannot go together. Like, he doesn't love me. I won't love him. I won't make him love me. But this situation cannot be. So after that, I felt it.
God did not do it.
Yeah. I asked him, and nothing happened. What's going on? And I was really questioning about that. But this time I really start into Donya. Mm-hmm. High school, college. After job, marry, this and that. You should think about this way. My parents used to say, you should study very hard. You should think about your future. What do you want to do? Life is not easy. And different things. Start different things. After I went to high school, and then I passed my, what I was doing. So then, I start study art, fine art. When I start disbelieve God, this is like my life was going down so bad. For my dunya, because after that I didn't pass college. I hoping I won't pass the college very high level. University and college, that I couldn't. After high school, I didn't go to college for 2 years. Just for 2 years, what I was doing, I went to the small private school to study art, day and night, like jail. No light, because, statue inside the middle, I had to light it down. I need a certain light, same position, day and night. So like this room, darkness, and day and night. After I finish this private school, like, I have to go home like midnight.
nothing. And so I feel really dead, like, you know, I won't run away from this dunya, like, and I didn't pass that exam. My parents really, you know, sick and tired of paying money. It's very expensive. And I was thinking, if I cannot, you know, many people cannot pass the exam of college and the university, where are they gonna go? Like, no hope, no future, nothing. Like, what is this dunya? And after that, I blame to the government. Maybe government is wrong. Look. And after that, like, I walk on the street, like, the supermarket, and I just thought, like, I got small money. I was really happy because I felt really freedom for myself. But I was used to looking for, like, Japanese people believe some sentence like, let's go back to nature. This sentence, it was when I was in the junior high school. Yeah, it's very famous. Let's go back to nature. Like, this time I was start thinking, I don't like my parents' situation, and I don't like my family. I want to be somewhere, but I can't. This time I used to think about, what, who am I, like, I just born and, who am I? I go to dunya, and after that, you know, when I look at my parents, I really feel boring, like, you know, very cold, no love. What is this? Like, you know, I don't want to be like that in the future. Because every day they argue each other, like, fighting, like, so after that I was thinking, I don't want to be like this, so what am I, like, I was thinking this way, like, where am I going? Oh, yes, I have a reason. Where am I going and where I came from? Because I mean, I'm not normal person. Because I don't have friends, my thinking is a little different. Even like, you know, between when I visit my relatives, I'm really alone. Like, I don't have a topic to talk. Very boring, like, every year, meet each other. And what can I talk? Like, I must sit down and mix more and until, you know, go home. Like, I believe I'm a somebody, like, so I'm like, not like same, you know, people like me. So maybe I have a something inside. Oh, you know, the Superman, like, he walking on the normal dunya, like, one day he discover I'm somebody. I have to, you know, like, become like, you know, put on the Superman goods and like,
And
after this thing took place to America, I didn't come to America. My mom doesn't like Japan at all, and my mom doesn't like her own mom. She hated so much. I don't know why. the society, our country society is very going down. We start like poor. See, life is poor. I have everything, but inside, and like, I feel poor, like boring. Like, do you understand? Like, every weekend I go to eat, you know. This is the only enjoyment for us, like, to go and eat something in the restaurant. Then after that, I'm watching TV. Like, every night, I'm watching TV 2-3 hours. Even my mom said, no, don't watch TV. I really upset to her, like, you know, very bad words I give to her, like, I don't know. I mean, I have a lot of dunya in my life. So after that, I felt boring, really boring about this. Last part, gave me to come here to open my mind.
But you tell me about when you were in Japan, something happened to make you interested in Rock Islam.
Yeah. After September 11, Japanese media start show about who did that, like Osama bin Laden. And before, no, I didn't know Islam at all. Like, people doing Sajda, my sister laughing on how people doing Sajda, like they are, you know, up in their back, and she started laughing, but I didn't feel like to laughing about it. But only know about this, that's it, something religion, and doing sajda to God, their God, that's it. And after September 11, many media started, you know, every day. You know, like, who did that? Who is that? Somebody in Radio Nation. Like, after the book, when I go to the little bookstore, I saw many book about Islam, but not really Islam, like only Taliban and Osama bin Laden and FBI, see this. I was really interested, but my life, you know, I only want, you know, my family said, oh my God, it's really interesting, you know, America is so dangerous, you know, this and that. But I was interested.
Oh my God.
Because I, inside my heart, I don't like I was really want to blame somebody this time. You understand? Because my life is not good, and I blame my government after that. Pointing finger. So this time I can watch TV in the midnight until morning, no problem. Because my family situation is very bad, and I used to put the videotape and collect every information about Osama bin Laden. I was really enjoying the book. My parents look at this, they don't, they cannot say okay to me, like they really upset me, but this time I'm like nobody, because
But why you make, what make you interesting at this time?
Yeah, why are you asking me about this question? I don't know at all.
Okay, now, do you see how Allah can take a person from one state and put him in another state? Why I tell her to talk? Because if you look to non-Muslim, the way they embrace Islam is only by the will of Allah. You can say whatever you want, but Allah prepares situation after situation. Meaning her boring state has to be done. All the nonsense she did at this time has to be done to put her in a boring state. Why? Because boring state make you investigate, make you look for something odd. You see? Look at us, all of us. You have to go to some boring state. You have to go to nonsense state. Yes, Jason.
Well, I would say in a boring state, I see it like for everybody, they could have seen me and they could have said she had everything, you know? I was always the center of my family, you know, my Muslim family. You know, I was good with them, my non-Muslim family, I was good with them too. I had a person in my life who was very good. Everybody loved that person. I had a job. I still have it. I have the same job. But, you know, so I didn't have anything boring. But inside myself, I was looking. But I never picked up any book. I just hear what people are saying. Okay. I like this man. But I think that, you know, Allah has a time for everything.
That's it.
You know? So it wasn't necessarily my
But you see what happened? Even you, half the family is Muslim, half the family is not Muslim. Each one of us has a different story. But the bottom line is, Allah prepare you for something special. What is special is your guidance. If you value it. You see, when I take you to a tailor, I remember when I was 16, 17 years old, I went to this man, and this man, his father is a big shot. And he took me to the tailor of one of the most famous singer, and he going to make for me pants. This for me, I'm going to this tailor to make a pants, just to walk with a pants made by the tailor who made the suit for this artist. This is something so big. Okay? Now, what about the tailor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? He tailor you in your life to prepare you for something so beautiful. Really? By this way, what I see, every up and down in your life has a wisdom to take you to a certain level. And this why, as an inviter to Allah, don't ever look to people down in a time of sickness, or in a time of diseases, or the time of sins, or the time of lunatic. You never know who they are. I never forget this man. He's a son of a priest, and he's a priest by himself in upstate. Okay? He went to Florida for Walt Disney, and he get thirsty. He go to a lady with lemonade. She serve him lemonade. He fell in love. In a moment of lemonade. And if he's from upstate, she's Moroccan. He said, can I see you? She said, no, but you can see my family. Later on, this man turned back to upstate, a Muslim. And not only that, he became an inviter. And not only that, he became an inviter for his own wife, family. By this way, a priest, he live a priest, his family all priest, he go to Florida to become a Muslim.
Oh.
Imagine you go to Walt Disney to become a Muslim. You see? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wisdom beyond our imagination. If you ask yourself, how he meet me, how I meet you, what we doing, what I'm doing here, what you doing here, is a whole thing beyond our imagination. But this is my main message today. If we appreciate and thank Allah for everything happening, and we have to believe everything happening for wisdom. I learn in my life, every time my life gets tough, I know is a big opening is coming. All I need to be patient and trust. This is what Allah wants. But if you be impatient, you cannot trust. You fall. You fall big time. Because this is what Allah wants. In any situation, He wants you to trust in Him. He wants you to unite your heart to Him. He will show you the way. Do you get it or not? This, let me tell you something. I can talk until I blow my head off and blow your head off. But believe me, you know how it works? When it's written. It's nothing to do with talking. Some of you heard me for years. Some of you can repeat what I said. Do we understand the wisdom of our life? Do you understand why I'm here? Why I do not reach this place? Why I do not get this? Why I get this? If I look at my life, sometimes I do not understand it by myself. But let me tell you what one scholar said in my life. He said something so beautiful. You know what the difference between each one of us? How Allahu Akbar in your heart. That's it. It's not what you're going through. It's not where you're living. It's not your clothing. It's not how you look like. It's not what you have and not you have. It's what you have in your heart and your communication between you and Allah. This is the most important part. And this why the highest elevated person, the one he leaves this dunya with his finger up or his heart up with shahada. This is the highest. It doesn't matter what you have and do not have. And the disgraced one, the one he leaves this dunya without ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa anna muhammadan rasulullah. Now, which one now is the highest goal in my life should be? How I live shahada? How I die with shahada? How I spread shahada? What do you think? Is this not the highest or no? Yes or no?
Yes.
Jasania?
Yes.
But not for me. Not for the one I love. Not because I like. No. For Sabidillah. For the Rahmah. for the mercy, to just please my Lord and tell him, Allah, thank you, Allah, for allowing me to talk about you. Thank you, Allah, for allowing me to try to spread your message. Thank you, Allah, to allow me to spend my energy and my talk for you, Ya Allah. How many times people go and dress and have a jet for what? They have to do a lecture. I met one time a Muslim woman, she worked as a consultant for a company. She has to fly every day all over, from one place to another, giving lecture about different products. And she liked her job. And she's so happy. And she's so rich. And she can meet her husband once every 2 months, once every whatever. She has no life. But what happened is, a lot of people love the ego. I'm taking jet every day. They put me in a 5-star hotel. You see? But look what Amira did. When she was living in her life, she said, I have everything. She eat nice, she live, she do. But what? This is the core. A lot of people do not get it. The core is not be content about material and looking beyond that. Which God? I have 3 God. Which one of them? The government God, the family God, or the God they call him God? And exactly like us, I ask him for many things, he will not give it to me. Or sometimes he gives, sometimes he don't. This was a preparation step by step by Allah. I remember a French man, he embraced Islam. I said to him, how he embraced Islam? He said, I watched a program about Islam. I said, it was good. He said, it was awful. It was very bad. I said, and what happened? He said, I felt I have to kill a Muslim tonight. He said, I went from my family with the intention to find a Muslim somewhere and try to kill him by car, by any means. And I felt I would be very good if I killed somebody. I said, what happened? He said, something came in my heart. Before I kill somebody, I have to know why I'm killing him. He said, I went to the library, next door, and I said, I have to decide who is these people. And I start reading. And one of the books I get, it's called Al-Quran. I said, let me see. And when I read it, something hit me. He said, I have to meet this people. I go to the nearest mosque. I find that they invite me to eat. After that, they tell me to take a shower. After that, embrace Islam. I pray with them. Look at this. By this way, when I asked him, I said, what make you a Muslim? He said, program against Islam. He said, after I watch it, I hate Islam so much, I won't kill any Muslim I see. But I said, I have to be just. Before I kill them, I have to know why. Let me see what they believe. And the same night, he became a Muslim. And wonder what happened. He became an unbelievable inviter to Islam. And he went back to France. He went back all over, inviting to Islam. By this way, the guidance of Allah beyond our imagination. When it will happen. It has a sequence. And this is why, Umm Habib, as a mother, you have to remember. When you look at your kids, you have to remember who you are. You're not the creator. You're not the guider. Allah is the guider. Look at them and zap them with a laser beam from your heart. Oh Allah, guide them. Oh Allah, protect them. Oh Allah, whatever. And do good deed by yourself. This is the ultimate goodness you can leave it to your kids. Not your advice, not the teaching. Teaching and advice, sometimes they forget. But you have to believe, if you leave them Allah in their side, because your piety, your good deed, your zikr, you belong to Allah, your trust is more powerful than anything else. For example, coming in here, this is more important than sitting with them. Why? Because maybe you hear one sentence. Maybe it opened your eyes to something you cannot see. Because also when you are in an environment all the time you cannot see. But when you leave and come back, you might come back with a new vision, new understanding you do not have. But when you are in one environment, it puts you in one pressure and you're not going anywhere. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us to immigrate to Him. Immigrate to Him. Immigrate to Him.
Now,
like last week I came, right? And we were having such a good class. The man was coming with his own inshallah.
Inshallah. You see, we have to believe in Allah. Look what we did. But Allah heard me different way. By the way, I have a lot of goat milk. It will go bad. Umma Habibi, you like goat milk?
No.
Yeah, subhanAllah. Okay.
But you know, so I was in my...
Anybody have cups in here?
No.
I will be with you.
Okay.
Huh? Go ahead.
Oh, okay. So I was so happy when I left here. And
okay.
My friend calls me, oh, I want to see you. Okay, you know, I go see her. And you know, they're talking about those girls, the 16-year-old girls, you know, that they became them.
Oh, I see.
Right? Okay. Well, she knows one of them, and I knew one of them, and that raised me. So, for that, it's like she wanted to tell me something about it, because she told me, don't talk to me on the phone about it. Don't mention nothing, right? I'm like, okay, fine. And when I met her, and she started, I got in the car, she closed the door, closed the window, and she was like, and it was in that moment, it was like total, I was up here with my high, and I went, whoosh, because she, the way she showed the picture, it's like, where's Allah, you know? Like, and you know, like man is controlling the world and not Allah. And it's like, and I just need to run away from her. Because I'm like, if I'm not living in reality, thinking that Allah controls everything, I don't want to live in that reality that she's painting. And it got me so upset because I was so high, you know? And then it was like, and now she's like, calling me, but I don't know what to do. I know you're not supposed to unassociate yourself, but just like she just, I don't want to be that way, you know?
Get away.
Yeah, I mean.
Get away. Okay. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala ali Sayyidina Muhammad wa barik wa sallim tasliman kathira. اللهم صل على حبيب المصطفى صلاة تفتح بها علينا أبواب رحمتك ورضاك وعفوك وجودك وكرمك يا رب العالمين. اللهم اجعلنا عبادك المخلصين. اللهم ادخلنا في عبادك المخلصين المخلصين. اللهم اجعلنا لك وبك وإليك يا رب العالمين. لبيك 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 وسعديك والخير في يديك، بك ومنك وإليك، لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت، ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد، ما شاء الله كان وما لم يشأ لم يكن، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم، وحسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل، ونفوض أمرنا إلى الله، إن الله بصير بالعباد. يا وكيل يا وكيل يا ولي يا خبير يا سميع يا شاهد يا شهيد، افتح علينا خزائن رحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. عاملنا بما أنت أهله ولا تعاملنا بما نحن أهله، فأنت أهل الجود والكرم والإحسان. اختم لنا بخاتمة السعادة أجمعين بلا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم، حقا وصدقا ويقينا ودعوة وتبليغا، وأنت راض عنا وتقبل منا يا رب العالمين. يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الأكرمين، يا علي يا عظيم، يا نور السماوات والأرضين، يا وهاب يا الله، هب لنا من لدنك رحمة، هب لنا من لدنك كرامة، هب لنا من لدنك فضلا، وتفضل علينا يا صاحب الفضل العظيم. يا عزيز يا عزيز يا عزيز، أعزنا بالإسلام وأعز الإسلام بنا وأعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وعلي بحق كلمة الحق والدين، وانصرنا على أعدائك وأعداء الدين، وانصرنا على أنفسنا وعلى شياطيننا وعلى من بغى علينا برحمتك وفضلك وجودك يا رب العالمين. اللهم صل على حبيب المصطفى صلى الله عليه وسلم صلاة تفتح بها علينا أبواب كرمك وفضلك ورضوانك يا رب العالمين. وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. Make dua for this man Alex, and make dua for everybody. Make dua for us. Make dua for Muslim. Today I ask Allah something a lot of people do not get it. You know what is it? Oh Allah, give us victory over ourselves. Give us victory over our shayateen. And give us victory over those who are oppressing us. This is the most important. If you belong to Allah, Allah will take care about the rest. And this is what my message. Any moment you go back to Allah, He will give you wisdom and vision you do not have before. He will open to you in a way you never expected.
You can see what never you see. But if you belong to yourself, Shaitan will get you. And you're stuck. Please, Umm Habib, in case I die, take it from me. If you have no environment, go to the beach. Go to a place alone, but not in the summertime. Okay? In the time was nobody there. Just spend some time with Allah. Remember the wisdom of Allah. Remember the power of Allah. You will find, I promise you, all your problems will be solved. Anything you do not understand, you will understand. Anything, whatever you need, it will be in front of you. What about if I do not get it? At least I get that sakina, the tumaknina, the understanding, the wisdom, and this beyond any physical giving. You get it, all of you? May Allah accept all of us and always set intention to be inviter for sabilillah. And more always ask Allah, oh Allah, use me and don't throw me away, Ya Allah. Use me for your deen, Ya Allah. Make me to elevate your deen, Ya Allah. Make me among those who elevate your deen, Ya Allah. Make me among those who will be elevated in the day of judgment, Ya Allah. Make me among those who will be elevated and their name elevated in this dunya and akhira, Ya Allah. Make me among those who have been elevated in the day of judgment and in the Jannah, inshaAllah, in the highest level, inshaAllah.